Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hi, I'm Lonnie the Theater Lady, and this is Mike Bazzelli, and we're at the Berg Vivant Bar to talk about a play we just saw.
Yes.
About an hour ago, it was over.
Right.
Shrek.
Shrek the Musical. That's a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's performed by PMT. Pittsburgh Musical Theater.
Exactly.
At the Byam downtown.
At the Byam downtown on a slowy, snowy, slushy day. But I want to talk a little bit about the story of Shrek the Musical, which is based on Shrek the Movie, which was based on Shrek the Book, apparently, which we didn't even know about the book version. But this is a story of an ogre. Big green ogre. I'm sure everybody knows this story, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
I didn't know it.
Oh, there you go.
Because
good,
I didn't see the movie,
point.
So
oh, that's
I was
right. Right.
Everything was a surprise for me.
Oh, it was. Okay. Nice to see it with somebody was seeing it for the first time with fresh eyes.
Yes.
So, it's about a story of an ogre that wants to be left alone. However, the evil Lord Farquaad,
played by Tim Hartman.
Oh yeah, we'll get to him. Played by Tim, and he forces all the woodland creatures, the fairy tale creatures, out of their homes, out of the castle, and into the woods.
Oh, the swamp.
The swamp
where Shrek lived.
Yes, exactly. And Shrek, the what we think big lovable oaf actually. Instead of evil, mean ogre that we believe him to be, sets off on a quest with his faithful donkey and goes off to rescue a princess.
So that he can then regain his swamp.
Yes, right.
Farquaad would give him his swamp back. And
if he took the princess to marry the evil Lord Farquaad. Yes. So, and obviously, things do not go as planned. And our princess herself has a secret.
Was that in the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
That was in the movie.
So if everybody saw the movie,
well,
it wouldn't
yeah.
be a spoiler.
And there's sequels. There are sequels to the movie. There's like three or four sequels to the movie. There's a Christmas special with Mr. and Mrs. Ogre and their ogre children. They have children now.
Speaking of children,
okay. Yeah,
there were so many children at the theater today, and my
both
first thought was
in the audience
and
on stage.
That's right. And I thought these little ones, some of them were 3, maybe 4 years old. I thought they'll never be able to sit and have their interest held, but they were all sitting
oh,
and
yeah.
so well behaved.
No, I had a little girl.
It was unbelievable.
A little girl behind me say, "Is that a real donkey?" Yeah, talking, standing,
dancing, singing
donkey. Yeah, she's going to be so disappointed
walking
when she goes
upright.
To ride one.
And walking upright the whole time, too.
They're going to take her to a petting zoo. She's not going to know what the hell to do.
Mm. Oh, that was funny. The one thing I wanted to really bring out before we talk about the actors.
Okay.
And I didn't check on the name of the person that was responsible for the costumes. I wish I would have, because those costumes were really, really fantastic.
Really fun costumes.
Bright and cheerful and sparkly and creative and just not like your everyday costumes.
Big Bad Wolf dressed as a drag grandma.
who I actually believed was a woman, had a wonderful voice.
Had a wonderful voice, yes. All we had Pinocchio in the show. We have all the fairy tale creatures. A gingerbread man referred to as Gingy.
A talking gingerbread man.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Lots of fun. Fun characters, fun set, and the costumes were spectacular.
And the other thing that I really liked I mentioned to you is that it taught so many wonderful lessons for children about loyalty and friendship.
And being who you are. Very important lesson.
And the beauty on the outside is no indication of the person or their value or their worth. What other themes? There were so many of them.
Yeah, letting your freak flag fly.
Yeah.
You know, just being whatever you are and whoever you are. That's really great.
And that's why I was so happy to see so many children there getting those wonderful lessons.
Oh, exactly. And just children going to theater anyway and being exposed to that and seeing the live entertainment, I think it's such a valuable thing.
I think
take
so,
too. Take
your
kids to the theater, really. And this is a good one to take them to because the cast
is
really, really talented.
The four lead characters, starting with Billy Mason. Oh, my gosh.
We love Billy. He was fantastic.
He was really...
He's Shrek.
Really
Billy Mason is Shrek.
And I said to
the ogre,
Mike, I didn't think I'd recognize him because he has the big mask and the ears and everything's covered up.
Oh,
but
yeah,
you could see... A little bit of his mouth.
And he sounds like Billy.
Yeah, he's of course.
Yeah,
he was.
Sings like Billy, which is the best part.
Yes.
Because he sings like Billy. Oh, and he did a really good Scottish accent, I thought. I was a little worried about that.
Was that Scottish?
A little
See,
bit.
See, yeah. I thought it was Irish. I didn't even know.
Okay.
So this takes place in Scotland?
No, it takes place in a fairy tale world where people sound Scottish.
Because they didn't
ogres
really
sound
say...
Scottish.
Yeah, that was
and
funny to hear.
Donkeys sound like Eddie Murphy.
Go figure.
Yes, because I think our donkey did a fantastic job there's a little bit of Eddie Murphy impersonation going on,
but not totally. He played it his own way.
He
himself.
Played it his own way, and he does, and he's a fantastic actor.
David Toole. You don't have to look.
David Toole. I don't have to look. Just heard it right here. David Toole. And funny enough, his wife, Kate Toole, was also in the production, and she did a marvelous job.
Yes, she did.
Does even a little bit of ventriloquism with a gingerbread man. So, yeah.
No, that was cute.
But we have to talk about our Fiona.
Of course. She was lovely.
Yeah. Emily. Yeah. Her singing voice, too. Was
beautiful.
Beautiful.
Emily Lynn.
Cheating longer. Emily Lynn Miller.
How could I forget?
Cut that part out.
Yeah.
Emily Lynn Miller
was a wonderful
was our
Fiona.
Fiona, who is the... Can we say, oh, sweetie, I don't know. Is it a spoiler? The movie's been out for 10 years.
Yeah, I don't think it's a spoiler.
Okay. Fiona, who plays both a beautiful princess and by day, and a green ogress at night. She did a fantastic job. Very great singing voice, a fun, lovable character.
And she really became the most likable, I think.
Oh, yes.
When... They sang the song about "I Think I Have You Beat."
Right.
When
you can
Shrek
actually see the romance between the two of them.
That's when it started to develop.
Yes,
right there.
It was really nice. I've seen romantic comedies where there's been less development of the romance, and this really you see where they're going and what's happening and how they're relating to each other, and it's a really nice moment. And there's some chemistry between them.
Yeah.
Oh, there's also a lot of chemistry between. Shrek and the donkey. There's a lot of chemistry between Shrek and Fiona. So maybe it's Billy. It's got good chemistry with these people. So, but I would be remiss if we did not mention our evil villain, Lord Farquaad.
Oh, gosh. He was... Just picturing him in that silly costume.
Silly costume. And the little legs.
And the faces he made and movements of his head. Tim Hartman's physical comedy is tremendous. One little flip of his neck or his hair.
The faces he made.
Everybody laughs. Yes, just he's right. so
And the
funny.
Children just, I mean.
Oh, they loved
They him. Were eating it up. They would, yes, they loved Tim Hartman. And so do we.
Sure.
He did a fantastic job. He was a really... It's a really great performance of his. It's just
yeah, and
really
he was
fun.
He was so evil, but in such a comical way that you couldn't really dislike him. Yeah, you know, he would say that Princess Fiona.
He's
every time
fun.
He said that, I laughed.
Yeah, so great ensemble cast.
Huge cast. That's
huge,
why we couldn't
huge.
Name everybody.
We
huge,
could
huge,
not.
Huge.
It's like a. Dino de la Renta.
Easy for you to say.
Dino. Cast of thousands. Let's say
Cecil
that.
B. DeMille.
Cecil B. That's who I'm thinking of.
I thought
really.
It was.
Cecil B. DeMille. Cast of thousands. But, of excellent production. Grab the kids. Take the dog. Go down. Don't take the dog.
No.
No.
But even
bad.
If you don't
if
have kids.
If that's a talking. Is it a talking dog? Take the talking dog.
But even if you don't have kids. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Adults. Take
I
the
mean,
adult.
I was with a kid, but.
Well, at heart. And come down. Go down and see. Go to the biome.
And see Shrek.
And see Shrek, the musical.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.